Blog Talk Radio.
I can't see the man with a 10-inch cock.
I like this. It tastes up.
Is that it?
I can't see.
Fire!
Bram Blair.
Don't mind it. It felt so
good.
It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight, I kiss.
Nicola.
Podcast. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my returning co-host. I normally wouldn't say this on today's over-the-top radio, but fuck it, I don't give a fuck tonight. Welcome my faggot co-host, the Peach Machine. What's going on, faggot? Hello? Why are you not speaking? Asshole, are you there? Hello, ask. Goddamn, of course, is the drunk cat starting off shitty, as always. And if you can hear me, asshole, call back or something, because I can't hear you, and you are on the air. And he hung up, so hopefully he will call back. That or he already got offended and decided to quit the show before we even got started. Anyway, there is no over-the-top radio today. Well, here he is. Let me see if he will, if he can, he has figured out how to work his phone.
Can you hear me?
There. I can hear you now. What the fuck?
Dude, you didn't put me in the host queue. That was your fault.
No, I pushed the speaker thing. It was lit up. It said you were on.
Oh, well, it didn't work out. I even did a goddamn test trial with my wife. I called in just to make sure that you could hear me. Okay, can you hear me good, though? Am I loud?
I can hear you. I can hear you fine now.
All right, excellent.
I should have known you couldn't go more than 10 seconds without fucking up the show.
Some shit, why I'm here, baby.
Some shit just never changes.
Yeah, no, shit never changes. You still fat?
I'm pleasantly plump.
Good cover. Well, I'm still just as gay as ever. Man, it's been a long time. I was thinking about the last time we did the show, and I was still living in Guam. You remember the last show we did?
Yeah, I think you offended Whitney with your reverse gangbang talk.
I don't think Whitney was offended by that. I don't recall that at all, actually.
I don't know. You just kept referring. We're talking. You had some reverse gangbang fetish thing going on in your head, so you have to keep asking everybody about it.
Oh, the reverse blowbang. Oh, yeah. That was a staple for a while, yeah. Whitney listened? What was that about?
I don't know. She was on the show. It must have been like after Vegas or something.
I have no recollection of her ever being on the show. But I did just mention Whitney in a little discussion. I brought up the name of Brian and Whitney's child to my wife. What do you think about it? I couldn't remember. It's Paisley, right?
Yeah, it's Paisley.
But it's Paisley something.
I don't think they said what it is, though. They've only said Paisley.
I thought it was like a Paisley Ann or something, or Paisley something. No?
No, as far as I know, it's just Paisley.
Oh, okay, well, maybe I misheard. But, yeah, what do you think about that name?
I guess I like it more than Paisley's grandmother does.
She did not.
That was pretty funny, because you could just tell. You could just tell she just hated the name, and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's like, well, I guess whatever you like, that's okay with me. But what I wanted to bring up to Brian was because he said, you know, it has been used in wrestling. And do you remember who used it?
It was one of the Nitro girls.
It was Booker T's wife, Charmel.
Yeah, that's right. It was Booker T's wife. She was Faith. That's right, yeah.
So he's naming his child after one half of one of the worst wrestling matches in all of history ever televised, the Charmel versus, the hell was her name, on TNA?
Jenna Maraska.
Yeah, he's naming his child after one of the worst TNA matches of all time, the Charmel-Jenna Maraska fiasco.
He's also naming his child after someone who Kurt Angle wants to have bestiality sex with.
That's another good point. I'm not opposed to naming anybody after Kurt Angle, but the bestiality sex is kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't think about that when he came up with the name.
So what's new with you, man? I haven't talked to you in forever.
Not much. I've been keeping a low profile. I'm going to see how good of a friend you are. Do you know what tomorrow is?
It's your birthday.
Oh, fuck, wow. I can't believe you remember that.
I don't know which one, but I was planning on texting you, and sure shit, I was thinking that, and like 20 minutes later, you texted me, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I got one co-host who bailed to go hang out with some old friends, and then I think Craig has to work in the morning or something, so.
Yeah. So what number is going to be? 44 or something, right?
We're 44, yeah.
Ah, God damn it. How good am I?
Yeah, your wife must have saw my post on Facebook the other day and told you.
That totally is not true. That's totally not true. She never goes on Facebook. Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
happy birthday. And what are you going to do?
I have made no plans because there's no way I can top my plans that I did last year on my birthday. Mm. So, honestly, I haven't even thought about it and have nothing going on, honestly. I think I'm going to be spending my 44th birthday alone and by myself, and I'll be high at least, so I got that going for me.
There you go. You're never alone when you're high.
Yeah, but I mean, after last year,
where
I just decided to fly off to Orlando for 24 hours. Go to the Shine Show. That was pretty cool. So I got to hang out with Brian Fritz and Big D and a couple other guys from the website. And then one of your boyfriends was there. I got to hang out with him all night, Mr. Current ROH TV champion, Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing good. He's doing good for himself. He got the win over Jay Lethal. Congratulations to Mr. Strong, new ROH television champion.
He's also got Dave Meltzer all over his dick for like the past half year.
That is true. You're right. He is constantly kissing his ass. Too bad Dave.
I actually told Ronnie that in Vegas. He was actually like kind of taken aback.
He was like, oh, no way. No, he pretends like he doesn't listen. He listens.
Yeah.
Speaking of
old friends of yours, I had the pleasure of running into one of your old friends just, what, a month ago, 2 months ago?
Was that some of the photos that I received?
Yeah, who you didn't even recognize, you're one of your oldest, closest friends, supposedly.
Dude, that was a horrible photo. It was damn near black, and I did not expect her to be with you at all.
Well, it was a dark restaurant, and it was a selfie, and my selfie doesn't have a flash on that side of the phone, so.
Well, it took me a minute, but yes, I did realize that was the great Daisy Hayes, who is doing very good for herself up in Philadelphia.
That's cool. When I met her, it was funny, dude, because it was at that restaurant that was after the show, and like they were already kind of trying to run us off and try and close up. So I went up to her and asked to take a picture and to buy an 8x10. So she goes, who do I sign this to? And I go, oh, well, my name's Ed. And then she starts looking for a marker, I think the one she had at run out. And then I didn't know what to say, so I was like, you know, we have a mutual friend. And then she looks at me, she's like, oh, really? And I didn't know what to say because I didn't know what name to name, honestly. Yeah. So I just went with the shoot name. And then, she goes, well, who? And I was like, well, he has many names. And she just kind of looked at me all fucked up. And then that's when I said your shoot name. And then she's like, oh, I know Dan. And then she just stops and just, like, pauses. And then her eyes just bug out and her mouth opens wide. And she's like, are you Ed in San Antonio?
Yeah, you're famous.
And I was like, what the fuck? But, so she was cool. I talked to her for a little bit. And then she was all, like, demanding that I sent you those photos, like, right after I took them. But that was a trip, having Daisy Hayes, someone who I've never met or whatever, just, like, mark out just because I knew
you. She marked
out
for you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But it was Minnesota or something. You must have flown up there just for that show?
It was in Chicago. It was, actually, I went to 3 shows. I flew up Friday, and then I left Monday. But Shimmer, what they do is they take 4 DVDs over the weekend, so they'll do 2 DVDs on Saturday and 2 DVDs on Sunday. So there's, like, basically... I think I saw, like, the second day, it was, like, 7.5 hours. the same thing, like, well, both shows were pretty long. And then Friday we went to, I think it was called AAW. And, they had a few of the girls on, and then they had, like, Eddie Kingston, they had Ricochet, ACH, who's the dude that took the boys in ROH? The one with the porn stash? Not Dalton Castle, the other dude.
Dalton Castle is the boys.
Well, the one that took the boys away from Dalton Castle.
I have no clue. I don't have any clue about the storyline. He was feuding with...
The
real man.
Yeah, the real man. Yeah, he was on the show. And then, like, Trevor Lee, a few other people.
This is terrible. Terrible pod. What the hell is his name?
Which one?
The guy who stole the boys. God damn,
I can't think of his name. Dalton Castle. Silas Young.
Silas Young, yeah.
Real man's man.
Yeah, real man.
I was disappointed, though, because he didn't bring the boys.
Well, the boys, as I know it, are not under... under contract. I think they pay their own way.
Oh, so I guess they're not going to go, fly all the way to AAW. But,
yeah.
The boys are actually awesome. I wish I had a
couple
boys.
I was at, I don't know if it was Final Battle, I don't know what one I was at, this summer in August. It was in Baltimore at the Sun Arena, and it was Dalton versus Silas, and the main event was Roddy versus Jay when they went to the draw. That was a hell of a show, but that was the last I know of ROH. I don't get the TV, and I don't. That's the only way I'd follow the product. So I don't really know what's going on.
Where the fuck are you at right now?
I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee. I moved home from Guam. I spent the last, it was over the summer touring all around the United States, and now I'm currently residing in one of the most backward states in all of the unions. They still wish they were part of the Confederacy. The Tennessee Volunteers. I am not one of them.
You know, I didn't get no visit on this fucking world tour. You went to fucking Seattle and you didn't come to fucking see me. What a fucking dickhead.
Well, how many times have you visited me? That's right.
You should come to see me. How many times has Brian ever gone to see you?
Brian is also my sensei, so I go to him to get my belt. He gave me my purple belt this summer. So what belt were you going to give me?
I was going to give you a purple belt in life lessons. So something Brian Alvarez has no understanding about. I just shows you how to roll a real joint, you know.
Yeah, I'm not good at rolling joints. I just vape. I don't really like that messing with the green. What's up with your state? Why you guys hate weed so much?
Because there's a bunch of fucking Republicans that run the state.
Yeah,
a bunch of
Bible
thumpers.
Once you get out of there, come on.
They're actually starting to put it on votes and agendas and stuff. So hopefully they'll change their shit. You know, hopefully they'll see how much money Denver's making or Colorado and Washington and like jump on the hey, we want some money to train. You know what I mean?
No shit. That's what I've been screaming since day one. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Don't you see they made like $14 billion in net profits last year? Is that retarded? Now every kid in the state of Colorado can go to state school. If they graduate high school in Colorado, they're allowed to go to Colorado or Colorado State for free. That's how much money they got.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
They got so much money. They're trying to hire lobbyists to go into Wyoming and Kansas and the state that border them to prevent them from fucking giving legalization because they're making so much money. The tourism off weed is just monstrous. But
I wish I could go into a store and, you know, don't have to be shady about it anymore. I like to go to a vending machine and just give me some Blue Dream, you know.
Have you ever been to one?
What?
Have you ever been to a
pot store? There's none here in Texas.
Well, I don't live in Texas, and I've been to a couple. They're awesome. They're the friendliest people in the world. You can get awesome shit. I highly recommend everybody go to Colorado and buy weed.
Yeah, did you give Brian any spiked candy or brownies when you went down and bought some? You should have.
Of course,
really
disappointed
if you didn't.
Of course not. He wouldn't eat it. You think he'd trust me? Hey, Brian, here, try this piece of candy that I just got. Magically.
No, you just say, this is the pot candy, and this is the regular candy. Here's the regular one for you. You stupid.
Well, I get it, but he wouldn't have trusted me with anything.
Hmm.
I don't know. You know, people don't like weed. They just don't like weed. So, you know, no point in pushing him into it. He doesn't like drinking either.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Yeah, you know, he's getting old. He's 40.
Yeah, like the last Christmas show, I think he must have had, like, what, two drinks, and he was all fucked up the rest of the show.
Well, that's what happens. You don't drink 364 days a year.
And then
you're
140
pounds.
They say how your real personality comes out when you're drunk. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but every time he does get drunk, when he does get drunk, he's an asshole.
See, everyone says that, like, your real personality comes out. I don't think that's real at all. I think you're fucked up. You're drunk as shit. You're not thinking clearly at all. So don't take anything that I say when I'm drunk seriously. But I don't know. I'm going to be heading out to Vegas here next weekend to go see the fight. Or you're not coming, huh?
No, I'm not going. And now you're kind of pissing me off that you're going. How dare you go to Vegas without me? Who are you going with?
Well, it was really random. One of my buddies in St. Louis, when I was over there, somebody said, hey, man, I've never been to a UFC show. Pick one. Let's go. I said, December, we're going. He said, all right. So we bought 2 plane tickets, and we're going. And I ended up actually buying 4 tickets. And Dez Walker is coming, Paul Ace, and my wife is coming. So.
Well, I could have handled your wife, but, you know, I actually feel sorry for you that you got to hang out with Dez. Especially during the show, he's going to be all talking to you about fucking ratings. Him and his ratings. Because he was always writing those articles about, like, the ratings regarding, like,
oh, the MMA
rating. Yeah, MMA rating. So he's got that weird fetish about that, and then you got your stupid fetish about fucking scoring system that somehow needed like 20 fucking articles on the front page of the website. Like, what?
Every time I see one,
I'm like, look at this fucking blowhard. He's fucking trolling, and people are fucking reading this shit.
I ain't trolling shit, dude. Are you kidding me? That was quality. That was well researched. That was top notch. That was Meltzer level.
That was Asperger's level.
Nah, if I had Asperger's, I would have written way better. Unfortunately, I don't. But I like Paul's article, and he and I have a lot in common. We're both
ridiculously addicted gamblers. That's why.
Yeah. That's exactly why. We talk all the time numbers. That's all we do.
Paul,
you don't like gambling?
I can't call him Paul, but Dez is cool, but Dez always does something to just make himself look bad. Or, like, say something stupid, dude. Like,
other than wearing that Winnipeg Jets jersey, I don't see what he's ever done that makes himself look stupid.
He just says stupid things. Like, we were having lunch, and Dazza, we were talking to Dazza because Dazza has this movie pass thing where he can go to any theater and see the movie. Like, it's just some kind of movie pass, so we're talking about that. And Dez, who was trying to say something cool, says it like, oh, well, that's cool. Like, the way he said it made it look like Dazza's a loser who has no friends and can't get a date. Like, he was trying to compliment him, but that's the way it came out, and we all were just, like, just laughing about it and giving Dazza a hard time about him being a loser after that because of it. But it's just, Dazza just says, he just puts his foot in his mouth sometimes. Like, and then, like,
and that's coming from you.
I'm arranging for, a few WrestleMania tickets, so a lot of people hit me up more than I could take care of. So one of the new guys had contacted me, and I was like, I think I can help you out, but then he was like, well, I got two friends coming. I'm like, well, there's no way I can do three. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I get extras, I'll let you know, we'll see what happens, but more than likely not. So this guy goes, and he invites Dez to sit with him at WrestleMania because, hey, come sit with me and my friends. So Dez, instead of jumping on the offer, and I guess the guy told him that he had asked me, and I was like, yeah, but then when he said he had friends, no. So Dez hits me up for that guy's ticket. And I'm like, well, dude, that ticket was gone the second he, told me he needed three, basically. And so I was like, here's the guy being nice, and hey, sit with me. And then you're going behind his back to try and take his ticket, dude. I was like, God damn, only Dez would have done that.
Well, we don't hang out with the most... Lots of our friends are socially awkward. So I every time I hear something weird or something off-putting, I'm like, we're all kind of weirdos, so we'll just take it with a grain of salt. I like everybody. And
speak for yourself, I'm not a weirdo. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly fine.
Says the guy going to be alone on his 44th birthday. Too soon?
No, I was getting a drink.
Well, at least you didn't get into a fight with your wife 20 minutes ago and result pouring a bottle of vodka down the drain. You didn't have to deal with it.
Wait, she poured a bottle of vodka down the drain?
Yeah.
Why? What did you do with...
Oh, I may have been drunk and belligerent a few times over the holidays.
A few times.
Most of the week.
When aren't you fighting with your wife? I mean, I'm surprised she stuck it out this long and put up with you. You know what I mean?
That is
the
true.
Woman deserves so much better.
I know, she really does. She really does. But, I've got her convinced that I'm a decent guy, so try not to screw that up for me.
You must be like the world's greatest liar, because, that's some bullshit.
Hey, she likes you, so I've got her convinced on that.
Well, I'm a likable person, dude. I mean, Daisy Hayes
likes
me. I mean, everybody likes me.
Everybody
likes me except for the people who fucking got offended when I posted some ass photos when I went to Shimmer.
Yeah. I don't get offended by anything. Like, you're not going to piss me off. So, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's one of my problems, that I don't get offended very easily, and I probably should, but oh well.
Yeah. No,
what are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I was just drinking some tea.
Oh. You said pour your
I mean, just because we called the show that Drunk Cast, we were only drunk for like one show.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself. I'm pretty sure I drank most shows.
I've been stoned on every single one of them, but
Well, that's true. I'm pretty high myself. but
are you fucking at a train station or something? What the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, I do live probably one good golf ball throw to a train track. Yes, so bear with me.
I had a friend who lived like next to one, and those motherfuckers would come like almost
yeah,
every hour.
It's
have
like
you gotten used to them, or?
Yeah, yeah, I got used to them. I'm gone most of the day, but yeah, I got used to it. The worst part is that there's a crossing right by us, and they have to fucking honk like 9 times before they cross. So that sucks.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, I'm kind of used to it. The house is really nice. You're ever in Knoxville, come on down. Let me know. Anybody, any listeners too, come on down. I got an extra bed.
Yeah, in other words, he's hoping that some young, good-looking guy will take him up in the offer so he can go and rape you while you're sleeping.
Okay, it doesn't help when you give away my plan, dickface.
Well, I'm just trying to save some young, impressionable boys from getting anally raped.
It's going to take
speaking
more
of than that. Speaking of anally rape, I've heard rumors that there's some new Leo, what the fuck is his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The dude who died.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, I can't
Leonardo
say his
DiCaprio.
Last name. Yeah, my Mexican mouth won't say his last name. Supposedly he's in a movie where he gets raped by a bear or something. Have you heard about that?
I have, and it is absolutely not the case. He gets attacked by a bear. There's just sort of like a scene that like sort of shows him sort of falling over like on his belly.
Uh-huh.
And then the bear. And so I guess people assume that he was going to be mounted by the bear, but I've since heard it, the fucking director say, no, he's mauled by the bear and left for dead. That's what happens.
Why would you say that and give it away? I mean, I had interest in seeing this movie. Now I have no
because
interest
in seeing
it.
That's not the story. That's not the story. The story is of what he does after that. That happens at like the beginning. It's based on your story. I can tell you about it.
That sounds like a better story to me. Dude gets raped by a bear.
Well, maybe that can be
that's
a sequel.
That's a 3-hour masterpiece right there.
Well, didn't...
Bareback Mountain.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I never saw that movie either.
Well, you were in it. What would you need to see it for?
Well, I wish. I wish I was Heath Ledger. It'd be great. You know. Minus the death and everything.
Yeah, till he died.
I wanted to ask you this. What do you think about the new Star Wars? Let's make this really nerdy.
I can't wait.
I think I figured it out.
And if I say I think, and Dad is probably going to get pissed off and have to turn off the show right now, but... Okay.
Oh, spoiler alert? Are we got a spoiler alert? A real spoiler alert?
It's not a spoiler because I don't know that this is for sure. This is just what my sick brain, twisted brain is coming up with.
Okay.
Twins, I'll just say this. Twins run in the family.
True.
And it's not that girl, the new young girl and the black guy that are twins. The black guy is
that's
not the twin.
Misdirection. Okay.
The twin is the fucking Seth.
Sith.
Yeah, the Sith. The new Sith, the new Darth Vader, and the new Leia, or the new chick, they're fucking twins of Leia and Han.
Well, I'll give you credit. If that's what happens, I'll give you credit, because that's not what I was thinking either. I didn't put either of those things together. I didn't have a thought. My thought was sort of, this is going to be bad. Don't get your hopes up. Every movie has sucked since the first half of Jedi, so why would this be any different?
Oh, Jedi was awesome. Fuck you.
The first half was awesome. The second half was
all of it.
With those teddy bears beating up those trained killers?
They have the number advantage.
Okay.
They have the terrain.
Log advantage. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they have
right,
those.
Sure.
They have booby traps. You saw those booby traps?
It's about as realistic as fucking Kevin McAllister defeating 2 grown men in 2 consecutive movies. That would be
awesome. Oh, okay.
Well, I thought it was awesome too when I was six and I saw the movie when fucking the one Ewok swings the thing around his head and hits himself in the face. That was like a laugh out loud moment.
Or when they try to make it sound like he said, "Ooh, Joe Mama." Ooh, Joe Mama.
Oh yeah. Yeah, all right. They're all right, Jedi was awesome. So they got the whole dancing at the end.
Yeah.
Just love that song.
That movie was great. But you know, if you want to enjoy this movie and think this movie is awesome, all you have to do is go on YouTube and type in Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh my God. I used to own a copy of that. Oh my God. When was the last time you saw it?
A week ago.
Oh my God. How awesome is it?
I had to kind of, they edited out like the cartoon, so I had to go and find the cartoon on another video, the one where they introduced Boba Fett before
it's 2 hours long.
It's pretty long, and it's whoever directed or produced this fucking thing is on some serious psychedelic drugs.
That movie was fucking cuckoo bananas crazy. Like, we need a different word than insane. Like, it just doesn't work. It's unbelievably horribly acted, just embarrassingly bad acting. And then, like, the plot hole they're trying to fill with, like, Chewbacca, it's life day or something. Like, it made no sense. Chewbacca's family was the main storyline. And then there was just 20 minutes of hologram dancing.
It's not even good Cirque du Soleil. It's like the fucking cheap, generic, fucking cheap version of Cirque du Soleil. And then they have the one chick scene that the grandfather gets all off on. And
Yeah. It was weird. And then, like, there's some cameos by, like, Rip Taylor. Maybe I'm wrong with that one, but I bought that. I wanted to see it so badly when I heard about it when I was, like, 25 or something. I bought it on eBay for $1.50. And I watched it with my – yeah, so it was like a burn copy of the DVD.
Okay.
It was like taped off of TV, but, like, someone had a video camera filming this TV, and we watched it, like, every minute of it. And then I just took it outside silently and snapped it in half. It was so bad. So we both just looked at each other, took outside, and I just crushed it.
Yeah, well, you just got to go on YouTube now and just type in Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so awesomely good.
So
what's up with Craig and Contreras?
It looks like it's going to be good.
Well, isn't Craig like a big nerd for it?
Yeah, crazy. He's already bought by like one of each every toy, or two, probably two of every toy, and got one like in a box that he won't let his son touch.
Yeah, I figured he'd be way into it.
I actually told him, I was like, because Couture had said he couldn't do the show, and I was like, well, what's up, Craig? And he said, well, I'm down, but I might have to work late. And I was like, well, when are you going to know? He's like, not till later. So then that's when I asked you to do the show. And I was like, okay, Craig, Peach is doing the show, so it's up to you whether you want to do it or not, because we're probably going to talk about some fucked up shit. That's when he decided, well, I got to work tomorrow. I'll probably just take the night off.
That's because he knew I'd be cussing. Do you guys cuss in front of him? I guess, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, he just doesn't cuss. But
yeah,
it's funny, though, because he always seems to get offended, or you could tell he's acting offended or whatever when we say something. But then if you ever listen to him on the Brian and Vinny show, he's the one that's got all the fucked up jokes. And
yeah, he's always,
you know,
making sex jokes.
Yeah. Even though he doesn't cuss, he's still making the most sickest, perverted jokes out there. You know what I mean?
I got to give him props for the past Tuesday Retro Raw when he said, I can't remember who said, not Marty Jannetty, the other one. Or no, not Bobby Eaton, the other one.
Dennis Condrey?
No, the other one. Was that him? Kicked him so hard it straightened out his crooked eye.
Oh, Robert Gibson.
Yeah. I'm sorry, not Bobby. Yeah.
wrong tag. Okay. Yeah, he said, kick Robert Gibson so hard it straightened out his lazy eye or something, and I fucking popped on that.
That was pretty offensive.
Is he alive?
Is what?
Was Robert Gibson still alive?
Yeah, they fucking still tag team and shit.
They do?
Yeah. They
look this up.
The world's oldest pretty boy tag team still teams up here and there. Dude, Robert Gibson looks like he's fucking 66 years old, and he's still got a fucking blonde mullet.
He's 57.
He looks a lot older than that.
Yeah, he does. God damn, speaking of fucking old, what do you think about Tommy Dreamer coming back on Raw? That sucks.
I was pissed. I was hoping it was going to be Spike.
Well, that would have been better, and what would have also been better would have been a fucking new guy that they can make out of. Instead, well, you're going to get fucking fat Tommy Dreamer who's had on a ton of mascara or something.
They should have brought in
like
boot camp.
That's when you debut somebody. Spike would have been a better choice, but that's when you bring up a new guy. Ah, it's so frustrating. I don't want to see the fucking Dudleys. I don't want to see Tommy Dreamer. ECW is dead. It's been dead for a decade. Like, I don't like it.
They could have brought in, if they weren't going to bring in Spike, they could have brought in Enzo Dudley.
Yeah, exactly. They could have made up a new guy, a new Dudley.
Yeah. But, we got that Tommy Dreamer for a couple months.
I just don't like it because I know those guys are down in developmental. You know, he's eating up a roster spot. He's made a shitload of money. Get these new guys up there. Like, it's not like he's going to have a good match. He's got the nostalgia pop, but they're going to keep going with him, and this guy's going to now be getting paid for, you know, WWE. They only got, you know, 40 guys on the active roster, and he's fucking taking up a spot that one of those young kids could have. I just don't like it.
Mm. Well, who would you fucking prefer they brought it from developmental?
Well, exactly, like somebody said, like Enzo Dudley. Just make up a guy. I mean, who's ready? That, you know, or who's not
actually
ready?
There's a bunch of people. There's actually a bunch of people, but, you know, they just don't want to bring them up for whatever reason.
I mean, I don't know what the story. I don't watch the NXT product at all, but I mean, fucking bring up Gable Dudley, or not even a Dudley. Just bring up some other random guy, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I'm actually almost praying to God they don't bring up Bailey because, you know, they're going to fuck up Bailey.
I mean, that's what I heard Dave say, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, they fuck up every girl. Like, why does it matter if she's down in developmental? Like, at least let her get up on TV and make some money.
What's funny is, like, on the ones they did bring up, they weren't having Sasha wrestle a lot, so all the fans were, we want Sasha, and then they start putting Sasha in the ring, and nobody fucking gives a fuck. It's like,
yeah.
Well,
that's because it was just, like, the cool thing to chant for the time being. I don't know. They got so many girls up now, and they only do one match or two at the most with them each night, so it's like, fuck, how many? You got three groups of three girls. That's nine chicks, and you're putting two in the, you know, two of the match a night, and there's a shitload sitting behind stage. I don't know. They're doing so many things wrong.
How'd you like the wig that they had your buddy Alicia wearing on Raw?
Oh, her new hair? You don't like it?
It's not her new hair, because she got a fucking mohawk. She didn't have a mohawk on Raw.
No, I know. She's got a weave in.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. She was, I
was kind of disappointed. I wanted to see the new do. I thought it actually looked cool when I saw, like, a picture of it, but I guess they didn't like it. They're like, put some shit in there. You don't got enough hair.
Well, that's basically what I think was told to her.
Yeah. That's probably why they laid her out, too, and got rid of her. And they'd be like, that's what you get for fucking up your hair, goddammit.
Yeah. Well, they were just in Knoxville not too long ago, actually, so I did see her and I did have her show it to me. I was like, why did you do that? She's like, I don't know. It was a bad idea. So, whatever.
Isn't there like one of those network shows supposed to be coming out that kind of supposedly makes her and Paige look like they're going lesbo together?
You mean like the Divas? Probably just an episode of Divas.
So what do you know? What's the inside scoop for her and Paige gaining on?
I mean, I can safely say yes, you know, in my mind. That's definitely happening. But as for certain, right. No, I don't know anything about that.
You know, when I met the Hayes, Paige actually had showed up that night, but I didn't actually see her.
Paige knows me, too. You could have asked her about me.
How does she know you?
How do you think?
They introduced you, Alicia introduced you. This is my gay friend, Peach.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it went down. No, I just met her a couple times, but yeah,
her mother punched me that weekend in Shine.
That's what I was trying to remember. Is she, her mother's the famous one, right? That kind of was middle level famous or something.
She's known. Her mother is like the Jake the Snake Roberts of pro wrestling. And I don't mean by being a druggie.
Well,
I mean, like, her psychology. She is the scariest woman who ever fucking lived.
Well, yeah, but that analogy doesn't work because wasn't Jake the Snake Roberts the Jake the Snake Roberts of pro wrestling?
So wait, what?
You can't make that analogy.
Why?
Jake the Snake Roberts was the Jake the Snake Roberts of pro wrestling. So you'd have
to say Jake the Snake Roberts of women's wrestling.
There you go. There you go. Or the female Jake the Snake.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she's really not that old. She's only in her like late 40s. I think she had Paige when she was like 18 or something. But she has like Eva Marie red hair, and she's just she just makes herself look like the scariest bitch. Like the first time I ever saw her in New York at the Shimmer Show. Pretty much looked at me and I almost took a shit in my pants. And this time she was the first day she was walking by me, so I just kind of put the thumbs down and then she just fucking shoved her fucking middle finger in my face as she walked by. So the next day she's fucking fighting Crazy Mary Dobson, who's done some. She was Kane's boss when they made Kane the hot dog work the hot dog stand, and. So they're fighting through the crowd, and I'm on the front row, and she's walking on the second row. And when she walks by me, she just fucking swings her arm as hard as she can and hits me in the ribs. And just keeps on going while I'm turning around and in pain and freaking out because I got punched by the Ryan Knight.
So I wonder why she didn't take that name or something close to it.
Soraya?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Man, you see, you really like women's wrestling. I like the women.
I like it a lot more than WWE, that's for sure.
But do you think, like, do you think Bayley is that much better of a worker than Brie Bella?
I think Brie Bella is the most underrated out of all of them, honestly. I mean, honestly, she's the only one that gets the crowd to fucking react to her in the matches if you really fucking think about it and watch the matches. I mean, yeah. Everyone will go woo when Charlotte chops, but when Brie starts fucking doing the Daniel Bryan kicks, she's more over than all the other chicks, no matter what
That's
they do.
True.
Brie Bella is the most fucking... People aren't going to want to admit it because they hate the Bellas for whatever reason, but Brie Bella is the most over-fucking diva if you actually listen to the crowd during her fucking match.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I don't know.
But I mean, Bayley's good. I just like the character, and I just like...
Oh, okay.
I enjoy the matches on NXT because they actually get to have matches and tell stories and just have good shit instead of have bad shit that they have on Raw.
But like, I mean, I feel like all the work is, I feel like they all kind of work pretty good. Like, I wouldn't say one of them's horrible out of the main ones, out of the nine divas that are pretty much showcased. I mean,
Naomi's not very good, dude. Tamina fucking totally sucks. She can't do anything. Naomi is athletic, but she sucks.
Okay.
Everyone else is good.
Okay.
I mean, Alicia's good. The Bellas are good. Paige is good. Charlotte is good when they don't have her acting like Ric Flair. Unfortunately, that's what they have her doing. And then Becky's pretty good.
I mean, I guess I haven't seen enough of them to differentiate, but I feel like they're all pretty athletic and they're all pretty decent, and they only give them 3 or 4 minutes anyway, so I don't know. I guess, I don't know, like, I'm far more critical of the guys' work than I am of the girls, for some reason.
And then it's, you know, as good as people think, you know, the NXT matches are, which they are good, I mean, I saw, like, 15 hours worth of those same quality, if not better, matches in Chicago when I went.
Yeah, I mean, it's all character. It's all character. So, I mean, if you can't connect with the character, then the work doesn't even really matter.
Which is why I think Paige is doing so good, because her character is, like, so real, and she's connected really well, and, like, who cares if she can wrestle? And I think she can, but I haven't seen enough. But it's just like whoever they put in that spot.
That's who you'll think is the good worker. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe something. Maybe Eva Marie does suck a bag of dicks. I don't know.
I think one of mine are sucking my dick, but that's besides the point.
So what do you got next? What's big coming up in your life?
I'm just trying to survive this fucking month because we just finished 1 week of peak season and it's already killing me.
Because you got the shitloads of packages coming in now.
Yeah, and all I can say is if you bought one of those fucking Fisher-Price fucking mobile cars, trucks, or whatever, and shipped the UPS, I will find you and I will kill you.
Oh, I know exactly what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
What is it?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Those big-ass fucking mechanical cars the little kids ride. The battery-powered ones that are like a fucking F-15 whatever. There's Barbie Corvettes. There's fucking...
Yeah, okay, I got you. Why do you think about that? It's not a symbol, right? You don't have to put it together.
No, but goddamn, you know how big those boxes are?
I don't.
They're fucking... Brian Elvers could live comfortably inside one of them. And they're coming by, like, the dozens with all the little packages behind them that I can't reach because they're so fucking big.
I think I'm going to order, like, a couple of cases of kettlebells ship through your warehouse.
I'm sure we get fucking, dude, we get, like, bowling, those fucking Brunswick bowling balls. Those things are fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been like a fucking nightmare. Like, last night actually wasn't that bad, but fuck, the rest of the week. Just, like I say, I can see why people go to the fucking post office with a gun and start shooting all their coworkers.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I was going to ask you. Who you're gonna vote for president? But then I thought maybe I shouldn't ask him that. But
there's a part of me that wants to vote for fucking Trump just because at least he's honest that he's full of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he can't be bought, which is the best thing ever, and everybody already hates him, so he's just gonna say whatever the fuck he wants to say. That being said. I don't believe in any of his policies. I think he's a scumbag rich Republican, but, you know.
I mean, would you like to have Mr. Garrison be the president?
Have you been following this episode of the season, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. I love the ones where they're playing ninja and everyone thought they were fucking ISIS.
That was good. Yeah, they're getting like a little, the software's getting like a little too on the nose for me. They're just sort of telling you exactly what is and what isn't. But I don't really know where like what the hell PC Principle's up to. What do you think? You got another twins theory?
No, but isn't that what this week? I haven't seen this week. Isn't that supposed to be the answer this week?
No, they didn't answer this week. This week they had Jimmy and the girl captured.
Okay. Yeah, well, the last one I saw was where Jimmy says that the girl's an ad or something.
Yeah, the next one where they were interrogating the ad, the girl as the ad. And have you seen the...
Well, there's no spoilers, because I haven't seen that one yet.
No, I won't give a spoiler. But have you seen the movie that just came out about the artificial intelligence?
I think I know what you're talking about, but no, I haven't seen it.
Well, it's a spoof off that movie, if you see it.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is that called? Machine? What was that artificial intelligence called? Yeah. Ex Machina. Ex Machina.
Okay, I remember. Yeah, I remember those commercials, but no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Your poor wife is having to listen to you do the show right now.
She just walked in to I don't know why, to hold up chicken for me, to ask me, you say it out loud.
Showing you that sugar stops this often.
Okay. No, I got chicken out to cook on the grill. I left them to defrost. She said, your dog's going to get that. And I said, nah, it's too far. It's pushed too far back. And so she was coming up to show me that she had gotten it off the counter, and it was now in her mouth. Oh, interesting stuff here.
So your dog is eating your dinner then, basically.
Oh, that dog has devoured so much fine quality meat. It's unbelievable. She's like eating like a plate of bison, you know, buffalo. The most expensive, finest cuts of beef I've fucked up and left out, and she is eating.
Yeah, well, that sounds like you.
Oh, we haven't talked about the Ronda Rousey fight.
Well, since Vegas, probably, actually.
No, I know, but we've talked, we've chatted, we've texted. I know we've texted.
Yeah. Text you how stupid you are, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What do you think about Ronda getting her ass smashed?
Well, I was in total confidence that Ronda was going to win until I heard about the fiasco at the weigh-ins, and then I watched her weigh-ins, and then I was like, something bad's going to happen here.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, because she looked fucking soft as hell. I mean, she looked nothing physically like she normally does. She looked like she was like, you know what she looked like? You watch The Walking Dead?
No, I never have, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, in The Walking Dead, if you get bit by a zombie, you slowly turn into a zombie. She looked like she was halfway there.
Yeah, she did not look good. And then she freaked out. Like, I was uh-oh. There wasn't,
and I think she was so freaked out that that's why she acted that way, because she felt she needed something to get herself going, and just everything about, and then like, you know, all the shit that came out with her mom and the trainer and then the boyfriend and her hanging up on the interview, and then now it turns out that that's not even like her only dude, like she's fucking Luke Rockhold apparently or something, a few other dudes, so it's just. It just, everything just came to a crushing halt at the wrong fucking moment for her and stuff. And then, you know, I mean, what's her name did have the perfect game plan to fight her. You know, it may or may not have been effective if Ronda would have been at her best, but, you know, it was enough to beat her when she was fucking mad. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I saw the weigh-in, I was like, something... it's going to be like Buster Douglas all over again. And sure enough, that's basically what happened.
Yep. Yeah, I saw it, and I mean, I was going to bet Ronda, and then I didn't bet anything. It didn't sway me enough to bet against her, but I didn't bet for her, so I was I got lucky. I don't think Dez got so lucky. I think he may have blown his whole wad that night.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have a gambling problem. You win some, you lose some.
Oh, this is actually a funny story. So I texted him. I was like, oh, shit, did you bet on that? And he was like, oh, yeah, I actually did. I lost big. And I was like, oh, fuck, man, it sucks. So the next day, I was feeling so good about my non-bet. I bet $500 on the Packers to win against the fucking Lions straight up at home. And they got upset in one of the fucking most pathetic fucking games ever. So I texted Dez. I said, well, I wanted to join you in the losing column, so I bet $500 on Green Bay for you. And then he responds, yeah, I had $50 on Green Bay as well.
So I take it Dez is broke this month, basically, is what you're telling me.
But it was just like,
and then to say he lost
gambling
big, the only way to win on Ronda was to have bet fucking big. So I can kind of only imagine how much he lost. He's not buying no drinks in Vegas from this convention, probably.
Oh yeah, that's the summer, huh? Are we doing that, or are we doing SummerSlam?
Oh well, they're not doing SummerSlam in Vegas, so.
No, I know, but I thought there was a debate about the UFC.
Yeah,
live.
I just asked the question, like, if they do, because Dave threw it out there on one show that they're thinking about doing SummerSlam in either L.A. or Vegas. So I just started there, like, well, hey, if was a big thing. Of course, people were dumb and can't read. They don't know what the word if means. If they did it, would people who don't normally go be interested? I just wanted to get the idea of people who normally don't go would be interested. People who do go would be interested. Just what would be the general consensus?
I understand.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't understand, unfortunately. But that's all it was. And then I knew it was like a 20% chance, if that at the most, that it could happen. I just, like I said, I just wanted to see, just in case they did do it, then it's like people would be like, hey, let's do the, you know what I mean?
So to clear the air,
I don't have to
clear the air. Ed is saying that yes, the convention is definitely canceled, and it is now SummerSlam weekend, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Ed. That was funny.
Yeah. So you know, so they're not doing it. So no, it's back in the week after July.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm going to try to go. I actually might not get to go. What?
I mean, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say, I would like to go. I think it'd be an awesome show, but I'm also going to try to go to the Olympics in Brazil, so I might not be able to do both.
Well, if it comes to a choice, you're not going to Brazil, asshole.
No, I'm definitely going to Brazil, fat boy. It's the fucking Olympics, dude.
I thought your wife wasn't rich anymore.
She's not.
Then how are you going to go to the Olympics?
Because we're going to get there secretly. We're going to we're going to sneak in undercover. No, we're just going to go as fans. Because I want to go to Brazil, and I didn't get to go for World Cup.
Well, how the fuck did Brazil even get the Olympics anyway?
What? They're fucking super good at shit. I mean, I can't name anything other than soccer, but
I thought they were like the poorest country in the world, pretty much.
Oh, fuck no, there's tons poor. I bet they're fucking top 20%.
If you say so. That's why they fucking kidnapped Victor's sister.
Who? Excuse me?
Vitor.
Ah, Vitor, not Victor. Because if they captured Victor from the Ascension's sister, I would know about it. For damn sure.
But yeah,
the fourth country in the world is Malawi, followed by Burundi, and then Central African Republic, and then Niger, and then that's the bottom four.
So basically all of Rodney's forefathers' countries are all poor.
Wow. That's
what I'm trying to say. He's trying to say about Rodney.
Come on. I'm blacker than Rodney. Come on.
I texted him and warned him that he was probably getting buried because you were on the show tonight.
I would never do that to him.
Yeah. Well, you were on Facebook, you could see how he was bragging about his new car and showing off his new car, you know, doing the things he always gets mad about people doing on Facebook.
Well, I never go on Facebook, and I don't have one, so I'll take your word for it. But I think that's funny that he got a new car and was bragging about it.
Yeah.
What? Was it a Lincoln? Are we still making those jokes?
No, it's a black Hyundai.
I think he is so white. He's so white, he even drives a white guy's car.
And then on a Facebook post, he pushed the hashtag Black is Beautiful. It's like, you don't even like black people.
I'm trying to start to work.
Seriously, Rodney hates black people more than me and you hate black people.
Oh, I know. He's done more to keep black people down than sickle cell.
Yeah.
How do I search for somebody?
Well,
this is a good pod. Yeah. I'm on Facebook.
You just search his name, put Rodney Rogers. I'm sure your wife's friends with him.
But where? An email or phone at the top?
There should be like a thing that says search.
Well, there's not.
Hold on, let me look at my face. Are you on a computer or your phone?
Computer.
It says search for people, places, or things. It's right at the very top.
Mine doesn't have that.
Oh. Well, what the fuck kind of computer are you on?
I'm on a Mac.
Well, I don't know how Macs work.
Oh,
I have
see?
A PC,
there you go.
A real computer.
Okay, I'll just put... All right, Rodney. Let's try it. That's not how it works. It says I have to sign out. Fuck this. I'll take your word for it. Rodney, you got a white man's car. You homo.
And the car actually does work if he put on the little driver's hat. He'd look fucking look, it would look perfect for him.
I have him drive it out to Vegas this summer.
All right. Put fucking Chico's taxi service on. I mean, what the fuck was it? Were they joking about?
Chi-Chi's or something.
Someone's taxi service.
It was Chi-Chi's. Chi-Chi.
It should be more like Kunta's taxi service.
I'm glad no one's listening to this, especially the last 5 racist minutes.
He's actually going to Mania, so we'll actually get to see him in Mania.
Oh, yeah. It's in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Am I going to that? I don't remember if I signed up.
No, I'm getting you a ticket, so you better be fucking going.
I'm glad you told me because I need to start saving money. Because I got now 4 trips I'm going on.
Which are the Vegas, twice, Mania,
and
Brazil. Hopefully they'll get kidnapped in Brazil and I'll never have to talk to you again. So.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I would love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it if they took me into like the jungle and maybe do ayahuasca and then I'd become one with the plants and then I'd join their clan because I know how white people act, so I'd be able to infiltrate them easily, and we could kidnap more. It'd be great.
But if you do go and stay, you have to send me a fucking big butted Brazilian girl to take your place.
All right, I can promise you some big Brazilian fart porn.
some photos.
Yeah. Just like you brought me a Guam hooker, you bastard.
Oh, I bought you one. You just didn't get to partake. It was in your honor.
Well, I mean, you should have brought me one. Well, it would only cost you, like, what, $50 just to fucking...
You know, actually, what they do, there's strip clubs in Guam that are basically whorehouses, and they recruit white girls from the West Coast who are, like, you know, runaways or stupid or broke or whatever, and they put these ads, and it's like, come to exotic Guam and make, you know, $5,000 a month. And, you know, this like, oh, on an oceanfront, you know, apartment. And these girls, they come over here, they buy the plane ticket over, and then the club owners pick them up from the airport, steal their passport, and make them live in these horrible conditions and, like, work their debt off. It's a big problem, actually.
Wow. But that's weird because, if you're a tourist going to Guam, why would you want to fuck some white chick from fucking California when... Wouldn't you want to be there
because,
to fuck a Guam chick? Well, I don't want to fuck.
Tourist, if you're a tourist going to Guam, you're Asian. And Asians want to fuck white girls.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's why.
I'd be in the Guam part of the hooker town.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a Guam girl, trust me. It's not the Asian you're looking for.
Oh. Why isn't that all the same?
No. These are more Samoan than Japanese.
Hmm.
They're a large stock.
Oh, really?
Hefty women, yes.
Oh,
solid,
yeah,
firm,
okay.
rugged.
Well, forget that.
Yeah.
Are there any whorehouses in Nashville, Tennessee yet? Have you found any of those?
Well, I live in Knoxville, so the chances that I find one in Nashville, yeah, I don't think so. This is a very Christian, conservative, Republican town. I don't think that would be looked highly upon. But I don't live too far from the shitty parts of town, shitty part town, and I'm sure there's some there.
Yeah, but those are probably crack addicts and no teeth, and they're so skinny.
Yeah.
They have no tits.
Nothing bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nose just starts bleeding randomly, you know.
Oh, yeah, lots of tattoos, saggy skin, meth mouth. Yeah, real lookers.
Do you ever see the Family Guy when Brian gets addicted to cocaine?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and he brings that one girl home just like that.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the hookers you're going to find here.
Yeah. It's funny because I once fucked this one chick that was in the coke bed looked exactly like her, just the real life version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I was like, fuck, that's that one chick I fucked back today. They just turned her into a cartoon. Oh, shit. Well, you know, when you do cocaine, you fucking hook up with a lot of weird women.
Can you go to train?
Huh?
Go to train. The train.
I heard it right there.
Yeah. How long was that? 35 minutes?
I don't know. I just remember there's a lot of cocaine involved in. So. But anyway, are you back to teaching yet?
I am. On the job hunt, say, I'm on the prowl. I'm getting ready.
Because there's this one dude who I went to school with. I mean, I really don't remember the dude, but I think he was like a year younger than me. But apparently he became a vice principal at a middle school, and he just got busted fucking 14-year-old, I think.
Well, yeah, that's a little old for me, but, you know, you're into what you're into.
Yeah. But I'm sure all those abused girls that are going to school from their mom's a crack addict and all that are going to be fucking hitting on you when you get there.
Yeah.
They'll look at you and think you're prime real estate.
Where was this? Was this in Texas somewhere?
No, I'm talking about when you get a job there in Knoxville.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your
buddy. Oh, well, the friend I was talking about was, yeah, here in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Man, did you know him pretty well?
No, I didn't. I don't even remember the dude. It's just all my friends were asking me about if I remembered.
Oh.
I really don't remember the dude. But yeah, he was all over the news because he was fucking some little chick.
Yeah, that's so fucking terrible.
But it's like, it's weird because it was actually a case where it was a guy having sex with a female student, where it seems like most of the time it's the female teacher having sex with the student. And it's like, what were these bitches when I went to school?
Yeah, I know. Like, is that even a crime? Like, you know that dude went to all his buddies, yes, who just fucked the teacher. Like, you know that guy. That was good for lots of high fives.
Ryan, you should be rewarded for something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I can guarantee you he's beaten off to that. He's like, oh, man, remember when I fucked the teacher? That was so awesome. So, like, if he's beaten off to it, like, I don't think you can really count it as a crime.
Crime?
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, they do.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know where. When I was, like, 14, I think I hated girls.
When I was 14, I liked girls. Because I wasn't gay like you. So.
I was a late bloomer. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
We're
still waiting for you to bloom, actually. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows that your marriage is a sham. You're there to make her look good at her little parties and with her friends. But,
I'm kidding.
You know, she knows the deal.
We love each other very much and we're happily married.
I remember how fucking... I just remembered... Where was it? In New Orleans, where you're losing your mind.
Which time? You got
when we got lost. When we got lost, and your wife's trying to give us directions.
Oh my God! Don't bring that
up. I'm like, this dude's gonna get divorced before we even.
Private conversation between you and me. Don't bring that up.
I just remember you're losing your mind and she's trying to calmly give you directions and you're just going crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all that happened. That was so fucking frustrating. I thought you were talking about the time when we were walking down Bourbon Street and I lost my mind.
That must have been with somebody else time I remember you losing your mind was when we were driving. It took us goddamn, an hour and a half to get me to the hotel. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I think we drove all over New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed. It was so stupid, too, but whatever.
Yeah.
No, I lost my mind with Rodney. Yeah. Ask Rodney about the time I lost my mind on Bourbon Street.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it involved a lot of, like, me, like, taking bumps in the street and things like that. Like
taking bumps in the street? What, you kept falling down or what?
Well, no, like, on purpose, being like a breaking into pro wrestling, I think.
Uh-huh.
It may involve, like taking a bump from, like, a telephone pole. But I don't know. I don't remember.
That's the one thing I hated about New Orleans is all the walking we had to do, and that is the most unlevel fucking city I've ever been in, because I busted my ass. I took a fucking flying bump one time right on the middle of fucking Bourbon Street. It was funny because we had just ate at the buffet, and Tracy Lee, the USC photographer with the big breast, had come, and I was saying goodbye to her, so as soon as she turns around, I turn around and take a step, and the next thing I know, I go flying about 10 feet before I hit the ground, and then did like a roll after I hit the ground and try to get up all cool.
I'm sure you pulled it off. I'm sure no one noticed.
No.
I love laughing at people when they fall. It's so funny.
Yeah. Because it's not happening to you, it's happening to somebody else.
I would have probably climbed a car and like tried to drop an elbow on you. Are you like hosting like people at your house for WrestleMania and we're all gonna drive from San Antonio?
If you want to, we can take a road trip.
How long would that be?
To Dallas? Like fucking 4 hours?
Yeah, fuck that. That's not working. I was gonna be cool with Cooler Left.
Oh, that's a short drive for Texas. I don't know what you're complaining about. I just remember the last time, though.
Are you driving?
The one from Houston, Stevie J and Lady J had flown in to San Antonio, and I road tripped with them to Houston. And they had some other friends here so that they visited. But I just remember I recorded a show with Stevie. And I think it's the most worst show or the most awkward show I've ever done because right off the bat, Stevie did something to annoy me, so the whole show I'm just being a fucking asshole. But, what the fuck are you doing?
Me? Nothing. I just leaned over to my microphone brush to get some.
The what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely.
The microphone. Cool.
What are you doing? You sound like fucking Todd Martin on fucking the Brian show.
Yeah. How's it?
Still sounds shitty.
Alright. How's it? As good as it's getting.
Okay, it sounds a little better now.
Okay. I leaned over to grab something in my microphone, which is on my earpiece. What happened to Todd?
The what?
No, wait.
He quit.
What? He quit?
Oh, do you know anything of that story?
I don't think I do.
Okay,
fair?
Well, this is my version of the story. This is what I put together from certain pieces. Okay, Todd Martin and Mike Coughlin, they never got along on the board.
Okay.
Coughlin would always talk shit to him.
Okay,
so one day there was some argument going on, and Mike Coughlin said something to piss off Todd. So they start kind of arguing, and Todd made a remark back to Coughlin, who was drunk at the time. So Coughlin came back with a bunch of replies, and the last post said something about your mama, right? So then Todd Martin posts, "My mother's dead, you psychopath."
Okay.
And then that was like his last post. So what happened was Todd got pissed off, went to Brian, and Dave, I guess mainly Brian, was like, "I'm quitting if you don't fire or get rid of this asshole," right?
Okay.
So Brian's like, "No, I'm not going to get rid of my friend." So Todd's like, "Well, I need time to figure out what I'm going to do because I'm not happy about this." So in that time, Coughlin decides to leave the site. So he like leaves the site on his own, basically. So basically Todd got what he wanted. But because Brian didn't fire Coughlin, Todd decided, well, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to the torch. And just left the site. And when he left, he like thanked Dave. He thanked Dave on Twitter in a way where he was burying Brian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Brian's the one that gave you a show. You only have any fucking name or notoriety in this fucking business because Brian gave you a fucking show and shit, and then you're just going to fucking quit because you're so thin-skinned. He would go on the board and post all fucking, like, you know, a real smart-ass or, like, he's above everybody, and, you know, like, he had the right to insult you or put you down, but heaven forbid you say anything about him. He loses his fucking mind, so he's so thin skin. So basically, that's basically why he left.
Right. Okay. But you don't know that. So, that's just what you're guessing.
That's just what I'm putting together from what I've talked to
okay.
different people.
That explains. I was going to ask you why Coughlin's gone because I don't know that either. But now I do.
Yeah, he's I don't know, like somebody told me that Tony had fired Coughlin, but I think it was kind of like a mutual thing where Coughlin was just like, fuck it. So now Coughlin has his own little website.
Oh, really?
That he does. Yeah, he does. It's called Half Guarded. And they do MMA columns and then also comic book stuff. Like, Dazza writes columns, like comic book columns for the website.
Okay, I didn't know about that at all.
Yeah. So that's why they got rid of Todd, and that's why they brought in Filthy Tom Lawler.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the whole story. It was funny because I was talking about that subject to Gigi in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then we were sitting there and we're talking about it. And then, you know, we're saying what we know, we don't know. And then Vinny was walked by. I go, there's someone who would know. And then Vinny kind of like, what? And then he's, what happened? I go, we're talking about what happened with Todd. And Vinny just looks at us and just, excuse me, and leaves the room.
Yeah, he don't want to get involved.
Yeah, he didn't want no part of that conversation.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's basically what happened. We've almost gone 90 minutes. You got anything else you want to talk about? Oh, you know what? We're getting a fucking call here. I just noticed. I think I know who it is, too. 2 minutes. Marshall, what do you want?
Oh, what's up? Oh, I didn't know. I was listening on my phone. I didn't know I was on the air. I didn't actually. I just saw Facebook. I didn't think I was going to call in. But now that I called in, what up, everybody? And by the way, your worst show was not that show you were talking about. I think the worst show you ever did was the second ever show. That was the lewdest shit I ever heard, talking about the 2008 convention. That was some lewd shit, Ed.
That was probably
off Peach's
fault.
I'll say allegedly to cover my ass. Allegedly. For whatever happened. But, and also, I want to shout out to Dames, my tag team partner for next year's tag team match at the convention. He and this lady got engaged, so big ups to him. What up, Dames?
All right, yeah, congratulations to Dames.
You know, you remember Dames is like that.
The homie Damien, bro.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, he's got the Joey Styles, like, look.
Dude, Marco, are you in like a racetrack or something? It sounded like a fucking Formula One car just ran by.
I'm like in the corner of the far southeast corner of Las Vegas waiting for the bus to come. So I'm outdoors right now.
Okay.
So it's a little bit windy, so maybe it's that.
So what do you think the best show Ed ever did was?
The best show? Oh, man. There's one, the top 50 feuds or something. We're talking about some DVD of the top feuds. That was a good one with Fritz from Between the Ropes. And then, of course, like, you know, the Vegas shows are some good ones because I've been, you know, I'm from Vegas, so I get to experience some of those things and then, you know, hear them talk about the stuff that maybe I miss. There's always some good ones.
Have we met? Have you and I met?
In 20...
He looks like the fucking one of the Uso brothers.
We met in 2013 when you brought Matt Seidel. You took my camera and you took a picture. And I think we briefly talked last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do remember you, yeah.
Yeah, we briefed, like, for a second, talked last year, and you showed up and you said, everyone, welcome to the PW Torch, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Well, are you going this year?
Well, obviously. Oh, I'm from Vegas, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll be here. All Mania, right. too. I'm still working on Mania. Well, yeah, just saying what's up. I guess my phone somehow got connected. I was listening to the show, so what up to everybody?
That's awesome.
While I'm here, just real quick, you know, I ain't afraid to put myself over on Twitter, @Aguilera5150. Instagram, Aguilera5150. So that's all I got to say.
All right, I'll find you. I'll find you. I'm going to add you on Twitter right now.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Marco.
All right, deuces.
All right, man, take it easy.
What was it, Ocular 50?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Ocular 50, right?
How do you forget somebody who, one of the members who looks like one of the Uso brothers?
Did he announce himself as that person? Did he say hello?
No, he looks just me. He looks just like
the
Uso brother.
One of the Usos.
Oh.
I couldn't hear what his fucking name was, and he was outside, and that motorcycle went by. No, I didn't know who that was. I mean, I do now.
Oh.
I remember him now. But hey, and if you're listening, I'm at Hendo's Food Blog, and I can't find you. So if you want to be friends with me, at Hendo's Food Blog on Twitter.
Why did you name yourself that? That's a stupid name.
You're not even following me, faggot.
You're stupid, that's why. I don't know. Who knows what kind of gay stuff's going on in that Twitter thing.
Dude, this is my clean one. This is the one where I don't post anything. I post pictures of my dog eating. That's literally the joke. His name is Hendo, and he's a pretentious dog who doesn't like food. And so he eats things and gives them paw ratings.
Did your wife take a picture of him stealing your chicken dinner tonight?
That was actually the other one, but check out all my posts on Hendo's Food Blog. He's got 23 posts, and most of them are food related.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a minute and 45 of live airfare, so let me get the plugs out of the way. Everyone, check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download our show at AngryMarks.com. Along with a lot of other shows, and you can download us at iTunes, that keyword, Angry Marks. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrer and order shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed San Antonio.
You must have that written down.
Nah, it's all on top of my head. I'm
bullshit.
Professional here.
Professional. Can't even spell San Antonio, son. Don't forget to follow me at Hendo's Food Blog. Yeah, hit me up. You can also check out my awesome column at WrestlingObserver.com where I talk about scoring and other awesome things like TLC matches. Yeah.
Wait, you wrote the fucking TLC thing that was on there?
Yeah.
What the hell happened to this website, dude? It's gone downhill so much lately, dude. Fucking articles from you, Dez. I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't know what's
next. It's the Dez and Pete show up on the front page sometimes.
Next thing you know, Rodney's going to be writing a pro-white column on the front page.
Oh,
why white wrestlers are better than black wrestlers or something.
I actually we're about to run a piece on racism in wrestling coming out in a couple days.
Who are you?
The site.
Oh, the site. How do you know?
Because I know I know what's on the site. Because I write the fucking shit.
Yeah, well, like I say, this website's going downhill fucking pretty goddamn fast. Make sure you know I'll be
post.
Having a fucking weekly column on the
and
front page.
You know, it'll have a show on the front page.
Right.
Do you call in every day to Wrestling Observer Live?
I haven't been calling every day.
I don't get a chance to listen to it because I'm at work, but I just assume that you called in every day because you're always getting in trouble for it on the other shows.
Yeah, I'm like, I get banned on a day I didn't even call in.
What was that about?
Oh, because you know how like people always quote Brian and Dave, but they quote them wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Like on the internet? Right. Okay. Well, Brian was talking about Nia Jax, and he was saying, don't go and say that I said that this about Nia Jax. So I tweeted, breaking news, Brian Alvarez fat shames Nia Jax on Wrestling Observer Live. Banned me for Was it a week or a month? It was something.
I don't know. I've never been banned.
But it's not my fault. He's the one that fat shamed her. I mean, anyone who works the show
right.
will agree that I was right. He was wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got the fucking ironclad hand, so. Rules of an iron fist. Or something like that.
Speaking of Wrestling Observer Live, have you, yeah, I'm sure you've heard Jim from Virginia.
No, I told you, I haven't heard a show. I haven't listened to it in years.
Well, there's this other dude who likes women's wrestling. His name is Jim in Virginia.
Oh, we can't have that.
Total fucking redneck.
Oh, right.
More redneck than Contrere.
Those weirdo rednecks love women's
wrestling.
Yeah,
and he ended up being a weirdo. I had to unfriend him on Facebook and shit.
Well, that is weird.
Yeah, he's like, it was funny because, you know, I friended him, we're cool at first, and then he makes all these posts, and you know me, I'm a smartass, so I would make joke posts on some of his comments. Like, just, like, one of them wasn't even bad, it was just like, you know, Jim, sometimes I think you forget wrestling's the work. And the next thing I know, I'm asleep, and I get fucking 5 Facebook messages all in a row. He's all pissed off, like, oh, I thought you were a great guy, why are you being an asshole, and, like, freaking out. And I'm like, dude, it was a joke, calm down, why are you getting mad? And then I get, like, 5-6 posts of him defending that he's not mad, while he's telling me he's mad, you know what I mean? And just, he just got to the point where I was just like, okay, I unfriended the dude, I didn't block the dude, so if he wanted to contact me, he could, but I just was like, everything that I say, he's going to fucking go crazy about. So I just unfriended the dude. And then when he figured out how I unfriended him, then he went all, why'd you unfriend me? I thought you were a cool guy, but you're a fucking asshole. And I'm like, dude, I unfriended you because for some reason, every time I say something, it causes you to lose your goddamn mind. And then I get all the response saying how he doesn't lose his mind. And this and that. It's like, dude, just leave me the fuck alone. I fucking just blocked him finally on Facebook. It was like, anyway, he's a weirdo, though. He's got like this weird, these weird fetishes where he likes to post pictures of women wrestlers just covered in blood, or he's got this tombstone fetish.
That's
like anytime there's like a video or a gif of a tombstone, he's got to post it.
Like a physical tombstone, not like the Undertaker delivers a tombstone.
Yeah, the Undertaker tombstone power driver.
Oh, I thought you were, like, he had a fucking fetish with, like, you said the blood.
Oh, tombstone? No, he doesn't go to cemeteries and still tombstones.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, no. He's not that weird. He is weird, though.
Yeah, right. Well, because you said blood first, and then I thought you thought it was sort of a death thing.
Yeah. No, he's just a weirdo wrestling fan who makes the rest of us women wrestling fans look like weirdos because he's so weird.
Well,
fucked up because I'm normal, you know what I mean? And I shouldn't be grouped with these weirdos.
That's right. That's right. Don't you take it out on Ed, people. Don't you do that.
You should have seen, since you're not on Facebook, you don't know, but you should have seen Rob Naylor's fucking post about me on Facebook after the fucking ass photos I took off at Shimmer.
What did he say?
He got all high and mighty about, He didn't say my name. That's the thing. But he was like, he's what the fuck did he say? Something about you. You promote yourself as being this big women's wrestling follower, this and that, and then you're disrespectful, take ass photos and this and that, and I don't like that, and just being all high and mighty. But the motherfucker had, after he wrote it, he unfriended me, so I couldn't see it, even though he didn't even say my name. So it's like, it was like the most chicken shit move you could fucking do. Like, okay, if you're going to fucking talk shit about somebody, don't you want them to see and say, hey, this is what I think, you're an asshole, fuck you. But he ended up, like, unfriending me and shit. So, it's like, what a fucking
bitch move.
And just because I took a few ass shots, I mean, I couldn't help it. It's part of the game. I'm gonna have to send you one of them after the show, and once you'll see it, you'll understand why I had to take this photo. You know.
Okay. Hey, I got your back.
Yeah, but trying to hold me down, but, you know, they never can.
Don't let the man hold you down, Ed. Don't let him hold you down.
The what?
You rise to the top. You grab that brass ring, son.
Right? I break through that glass ceiling.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let the man do that to you.
Or, well, long past the live airfare here. So is there anything else you want to fucking ramble about before we go?
No, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. That was fun.
All right, well, I guess we'll do it again in like a year or so. All right.
Let me know.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Where the fuck is this clip? Okay. God damn it. I can never find the fucking theme music. Holy fucking shit. Where the fuck? Oh, I know why. It's fucking I. But...
Man with a 10-inch gun.
Brambler.
Don't mind it. It felt so
yeah.
Great.
Don't mean it. Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight,
Nicola.
I liked it.
The dog.